is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Next on News for the Soul, Connected Living with Brenda Davis Matz. Brenda, also known as Two Feathers, is a multidimensional shaman. She works as an energy healer, light language channel, artist, and outdoors woman. She uses her abilities to help people, animals, and nature on the journey of connected living. Please welcome back Brenda Davis Matz to News for the Soul.
Hey, Soul family, wherever you are in the world, thank you so much for joining me today as we step into another quantum conversation on connected living. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about dropping your guard. But before we get into that, if you would like to go ahead and call in with your questions or to maybe even email, if you can't physically call in, might be easier, especially if you're at work, you can call into the show at 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274. Or you can send in your email. Questions at on the air, that's ONTHEAIR at telus.net, and that's TELUS.net. So look forward to your calls and questions. And just to get started here, we are in a big transition phase from the way of life that we've known and really coming into a new way of being. And we've never done this before consciously on this level. It's deeper than anything we've ever experienced here on the earth before. We're connecting more into our authentic nature, our authentic selves. And as we do that, we're being required to upgrade and up-level who we are, our conscious choices, and how we choose to be moment to moment and together. And for those of you that have been listening for a while, thank you. I have received these channeled topics to talk about, and I'm always surprised, and I really shouldn't be anymore, but I always am, and it's funny because I, as this one came through, I thought, no, there's got to be something different. But then it was just like this intense knowing that, yeah, this is it, just shut up and talk. And dropping your guard comes into play so beautifully with the energies because there are so much around us that we're seeing, whether you are familiar with the current story in Israel or maybe in your own backyard, something going on that, you know, has your guard up. We tend to forget that we are growing more in ourselves, and these stories, and I'm by no means lightening the energy of them, they're very intense. That's not what I'm saying here. What I'm bringing you into the understanding of is as we move through these stories, these various changes in information and environment, we're being asked to look more from an authentic perspective, an authentic level. So by dropping your guard, think of something that you are guarded about. Whether it is, you know, something in your world, in your reality that you're experiencing that you're guarded by. You know, whether it is, oh, shouldn't I take this new job? Or, you know, what does that mean for me? Or a relationship, some emotional transition. You might have something you feel guarded by, like it's, you know, you're guarded from what you perceive the outside world sees you as. And whatever that is, by dropping your guard, you actually open up more energy to be able to focus on what really supports you. If your shoulders are always tight and you are always feeling the struggle. You are pulling away from your ability to flow in a conscious matter, because really it's all flow. It's all flow. And so just feeling that you have the ability to step into something without fear of judgment or discomfort, it leads you to new and extraordinary experiences that are actually waiting for you. So I do see a couple of callers in. So let's go to area code 208. 208, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
Wow, I think that's me. This is Kim from Idaho. How are you, Brenda?
Hi, Kim. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yes, it's snowing out, and therefore I finally had time to listen to your wonderful podcast, and I'm so excited.
I am so excited to have you. Yeah, it is. For those of you in the Rockies here, we've got a beautiful, kind of a heavier skiff of snow here in Teton Valley. It's absolutely beautiful. The aspens are still beautiful yellow, and they're now covered in a little bit of white. So it's a beautiful day, but snowy nonetheless. But, yeah, Kim, what's your question? Have you got a question?
I do have a question. I was trying to decide between three questions.
Sure.
But I guess I will pick this one, and it was a trying to navigate through parenting a intense child. It's really hard. And yes, my shoulders are tight and I am struggling. It's preventing me from flowing, my husband and I, and just wondered if there was any insight on how to help the whole peacefulness of our household that's being disrupted by a challenging 11-year-old.
Understood. Okay, so, and for those of you parents also listening that might have the same question or thinking, oh, you know, yeah, that is a great question. So let's step it into perspective of energy. Let's just look at energy and how it flows and moves for a moment. Mm-hmm. So you look at different personalities, characteristics, all of those in your household. And if you shift it from how you are personally interacting into just viewing it from a state of energy, and then you begin to notice, am I taking the other side of the rope? When they're shooting something at me, am I grabbing onto that or am I just observing? What part do I play in that energetic exchange? Are you with me so far?
Yep.
Okay. So if you are just dropping the rope, that other energy, no matter what age they may be, no longer has somebody to hang on to the other side of that. Now, what's interesting about how that energy flows is there's history, you know, elements of history. There's elements of past life. There's elements of your connection together and the roles you've contracted to play currently. But the good news is you can change those contracts at any time. And there may be multiple contracts as you move through it. So Kim, this is not just for you. This is also for those of you listening that are a part of this picture. If you decide to drop the rope, change the contract, no longer engage in that energetic exchange, you shift the balance into just being an observer. And it changes the power that the other energy has. Are you still with me?
Yep.
Okay. So what I feel like you've done personally on an intuitive level is I feel like you changed the rules of the game.
Mm-hmm.
When you change the rules of the game, it can no longer be connected to in that way. So by not doing that, there's other actions taken by the other energy in order to either get your attention, to create the trigger, to in some way pull you back into that same energetic code, because that's what they know.
And that's where, yeah, the negative behavior is better than, you know, in getting a rise out of you.
Right.
I understand that.
Right. When you become aware of your own personal trigger, that's when you can look at it from all angles and say, okay, how am I interacting with this? And then from that engagement, can you change either the type of interaction, the choices you make? Does it open you up to see maybe some other directions you could go with said information, or to shift the intended target is what I want to say, to shift the intended target so it no longer is hitting you like a battering ram. It actually becomes this almost comical release because you're no longer affected by it. Does that make sense so far? Or?
Yeah, it's easier said than done, certainly.
Yes, totally. Totally.
But
that's also the shadow work of it. I mean, it's like you'll break a sweat just thinking about it.
Absolutely. Parenting is not for the faint at heart. It's so hard. Okay, well, do you have any insight on I guess you basically said, you know, that the contract that we have together and the history and our connection, that's probably where a lot of the negativity is coming from. And so, yeah, basically I just need to change the rules of the game.
Change the rules of the game, definitely. And two, in your mind, you can mentally choose, even if you don't know the writing on that contract, you say, you know, all contracts are null and void. I no longer enter into this relationship in that capacity.
Okay.
And, yeah, to allow yourself the release of that contract, because I feel like you personally are hanging on to it because you're looking at what you feel you're doing wrong. There's guilt, there's frustration, and when you go into that, it is an energetic shift that moves you off balance. And
yeah,
when
that's
you
for sure.
are off balance, you don't see the choices available to you.
Absolutely. And your health suffers, everything in your energy suffers, everything does. So,
right, because you're allowing that energy to go toward that energetic exchange. It's like you have your, it's like in the dead of winter, you leave your door open and all the heat goes out.
Right.
Yeah, so you can close the door. And this is also interesting because it's the opposite of being guarded, you know, dropping your guard. You just close the door because you know you are creating a sacred space. You're creating your personal space. Okay, so don't mix that up. There is, if you don't mind, I'd like to do a little bit of a light language activation for that because I feel like it'll be very supportive in the energies and help you to step out of the logical, analytical thinking and more into your heart because I think you've been so frustrated you've kind of gone back up into your head because it's just kind of safer to think that way. Then really step in and then, you know, hold your ground, hold your space and know you're doing right and moving beyond that way because you're so frustrated with the whole picture that it's keeping you from really engaging in your own personal world. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
Okay. All right. Rokuno satarahia shakni to amakana kware tiki to racho. Toha nakara tiki masera. She ni madukuro tukusata ea. Dora takana sata imane kwa tiki to korokusata. Deya na kwara kitama se hefshaknae toko. Deya takra hino amasaya na kora shakasata e. Dahenakwa. Dewa masoara te kina sakrahiasa kino ko shashata. Itara te kino. Dara te kniro. Eroa makana tarahi sora che kiesa hinake. De tu te chichena tarahi makuna te manakata kahisa. Ewa ino kusa inake kina kera che kusa inake. Menu are ta pista tarahia wa su are tikni tu ra mi shia ta kwane. De tu asa kwana ki tu ama sae no kuwaya. Yena ka dawina ki cho. How do you feel, Kim?
Wow. That was beautiful, Brenda. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. That was wonderful.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed it. So the little bit of translation that I can give for that is I did see a shift in your heart and also your ability to ground, the ability to really ground and focus. And it gives you a different presence in engaging with that kind of energetic exchange.
It's what I needed.
Yeah, good. Well, I'm glad it helped. A little tune-up, right?
Yes, absolutely. Gosh, thank you so much.
Totally. You are so welcome. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Sending you a big hug.
Yes. Thank you. Right back at you.
We'll talk to you soon.
Right.
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye. All right. Let's see. I don't know if this happened. Nicole, I'll let me know. Was it all ones? I think all ones, if that is correct.
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, ma'am. I spoke to you a month ago, and thank you for taking my call. And
you bet. What was your name?
My name's Melissa from Colorado.
Oh, Melissa. Hi, Melissa. Yes. Thanks for calling in. What question have you got today?
Yes, ma'am. So my question is, one of a nice, dear male friend, and is he going through some form of transition in his life? Because he said something about perhaps going out of state or somewhere else. I don't know if he's doing some transition with his business because, anyway, it just, I feel the energy very, very different, and I feel like he's angered. More, he's anxious. He's always been very balanced. And I sent him love. Anything on that? So I can pray for him still and send him not my love, but love from the source.
Okay. And
Thank
that's
you.
A really beautiful question. And what a great thing. You know, we could all use a little love, right? Okay, so... To clarify, the individual that you are looking at, you asked specifically about transition, so I'm going to answer that first. Yes, he is amidst transition. There are new choices available to him, and yes, there is frustration, but I think it's because he's working out how he feels about his environment, and also there's been some exchanges with other individuals that I feel like is assisting him in making that choice. And again, I say assisting. I don't want to say challenging or pushing him, because it's really our own conscious choices in how we choose to experience life and where we want to go and how we want to do things. It is all our choice. You know, we may not always feel that way, but it is our choice. So he is feeling that on a very ultra-personal level. And I feel like it's helping him to open up to some new possibilities he may not have seen before as a result. So he's frustratedly looking. But, yes, there is a transition point where I do feel like he is moving away from the current environment. And that's really, Melissa, for all of us. We're looking at our lives from different perspectives continuously. And sending him love is one of the most beautiful things that you could do. I love that. And I think that you just saying that is such a testament to where humanity is headed. And there is a statement, nothing can stop what is coming. And with regards to the age of Aquarius, the 1,000 years of peace, we are stepping into that. So you will see little bits and pieces, you know, and your statement is case in point to that, because that is where we're headed. And I hear that, and oh my gosh, that's for me, you calling, that's the whole call. That is the validation when I hear that. So, oh my gosh, I could do backflips. If I physically could, I would. But yes, so the best thing you could do, Melissa, is to just send love and support, neutral support. And two, in thinking about relationships that we have, not only, you know, you talking about this individual, but for those of you listening that have relationships with individuals that feel like they're moving away, and you feel that that tug at your heartstrings because of that, if you can find in yourself a space to hold neutrally the support that the individual that is making that change you will find that you've actually helped them without even knowing you've helped them. And they may not even know you've helped them. But energetically, again, this is how we're all connected. So by moving the energies, you've consciously created a space for somebody to grow. You've created a space for someone to consciously step into their authentic selves, their authentic position. Now, I don't want to use the term fantasize, but let's fantasize for a moment. And for you specifically, Melissa, say that this person moves to another place and you still stay connected on some level. That relationship, on whatever level it's on, remains and strengthens as a result of that person being in the environment that supports them. They then have the energy to remain in the relationship with you. And so say that actually opens up a connection, a meeting, a trip, a something that helps you to engage in new energies. And it's all because you sent that person love. Do you see where I'm going with this, Melissa?
Yes, I have another quick to ask you. I know who this is from the universe. It's a pleasure talking to you, and I understand you. And my heart is vibrating.
Good. I love it. I love it. So keep that in mind and just keep doing what you're doing, because I feel like you're trying to come from a neutral space. And I feel like occasionally you emotionally are invested, but you're finding the neutral space to just hold that vibration. And when you do that, you've just up-leveled. And there'll be something there that supports you as a result. It's kind of that pay it forward method. It always comes full circle. So there'll be something for you down the road. And two, this is something that I saw this morning. It just came across one of my feeds and it stuck. So when it sticks, I know I need to repeat it. And it is, when something is taken from you, never fear, because it will return to you in a different form. So if you lose a dollar on the street, it will find you in some other gift later and in the perfect divine time. It will be absolutely a gift. I've been going through personal experiences with this, and that was just a validating read this morning. And I looked back and I thought, yes. And I've had so many things over the years where I felt like I, you know, was robbed of experiences and different cross points in my life. You know, right down to a homeless person stealing out of my car, which I couldn't really argue with, but it was still the feeling of having something taken from you. But things returned later in a different form, and I recognized the connection it had to original experiences. So keep that in mind, Melissa, that even though you may feel there's a transition point where that relationship or energy is moving out of your life, it's not really moving out of your life. It's also transforming in yours.
Wow.
Are you there? Okay. I was like, did I lose you?
Yeah. I had a quick comment on, there's two business partners, one mostly, that is using the light, spiritual light, but behind it there's darkness. So I caught it. I think he is recognizing it, and I think that later on they might be going the separate ways. Are you able to confirm that? You can't do both.
So you can't do both. Well, we are all light. We're all light.
I mean,
you can't what?
You can't work for the D and then work for God and say that you don't do nothing wrong. That's mental illness. So
true. It's counter. Yes. There's a little bit of a conflict of interest there, right? So
yes.
In looking at that, all you have to do is hold your space of knowing. And so I'm glad you brought that up, because I think on a collective level, this is something that should be stated. And for each of you listening, when you move through your world, when you flow through your world freely, authentically, knowingly, there are no shadows. You see them all very clearly. And those shadows know you've seen them very clearly. Okay, so I'll just say it like that. Excuse me. When you hold your space, it's just recognized. And so this is also interesting, because as we evolve, E-V-O-L-L-O-V-E, as we evolve into our authentic nature, there is no darkness. There are no hidden thoughts. Everything is light and airy. It's open. And so telepathic communication, you know, we as a collective and society have been dumbed down. We've been kept from knowing our natural state of being, which is incredibly intuitive, incredibly sensitive, incredibly knowing, and just is. So once you really stand in your own, Melissa, you are going to recognize the dark and the light accordingly. Your goal for you and each individual listening that is also moving through this type of energy, all you have to do is stay in your own lane, recognize it, and flow accordingly. You have nothing else to do but just be. That is really your only command, if you will. That is all you need. And so by doing that, you open up the space and the energy for that other energy to then transform, either remaining or removing. So keep that in mind as you move through it. So it's not about me confirming one way or the other. I feel like the message for you is to stand firmly in who you are, just knowing. Just knowing. That's all you need, because knowing is truth. And you cannot hide the truth. The truth is always there.
Yes.
Okay.
Right on, ma'am. Nice talking to you and sharing the light of God and the lightness. Thank you.
You are so welcome, Melissa. Much love. Okay, thanks for calling. Keep us posted, too.
Yes.
So, look, yes, okay, you keep in touch. We'll talk to you soon. Okay. All right. So another thing I'd like to comment on is we have this beautiful solar eclipse coming on the 14th. And for those of you in mountain daylight time, it'll be like, I think around 9:15 or something to 12:45. It's just before 1 o'clock. And so for those of you listening in a different time zone, you can look that up for yourselves in your own time zone. But the key importance here is solar energy. Think about it, solar, sun, light, transition, powerful transition. It's shining the light on something. So if there's something that you need to be very deliberate about in your life, that you know you either deliberately need to change, move through, look at, this is the time to really intentionally focus on that. Even if you have a work schedule that is from 8 to 5, whatever, you can still take the intended mental time to look at it as you go. Just know that you can do it. And remember, too, quote-unquote, time doesn't exist. So even if you set your intention before you go to work that day or even the night before, you say, okay, this is my intended target. This is what I'm looking at. These are the steps that I need to take for me. That's all you need to do. It's really setting up the intention. Now, getting back to the topic, dropping your guard. It's so important, especially with these energies, because if you have something that you are guarded by, your attention is diverted. If your attention is diverted, it takes you away from the choice points that are always available to you if you are in flow. If you are in flow, you're able to look and move accordingly. So look at those different things in your life, in your reality, that need a little bit more intended flow, less stress, dropping your guard. You know, this. Let's take it on a macro level, looking at our conscious choices as a collective. We are dictating our experience based on how we feel about what we hear in the collective environment around us. So, for instance, the world scale, if you're witnessing war, destruction, lack of peace, pain on those levels, and you have fear associated with that, and you are guarded because of it, you are actually contributing to the process of that experience. Okay, so keep that in mind. If you begin to say, okay, that is there, I am here, and so I know that this is different for each of you because some are more involved in those stories than others, but if you look in at some type of peace that you may have in your own personal being, in your own reality, focus on that. It's not that you aren't aware of something else going on. It's that you are focusing more on what you want to experience. Action follows thought. Action follows thought. If you're thinking it, you're creating it. And now more than ever, we are in the highest of manifestation where we are creating instantly the things that we are looking to experience. And it's getting faster. And this is the speed of light. We're stepping into the speed of light. Now, what's interesting, there's been some new information, and I'll throw this out there too, that has actually challenged how we know the speed of light. So be prepared for some new learning curves with reaction to how we look at what we know. So there are some things changing, and maybe that actually validates some of you that have been experiencing certain things and haven't been able to make it make sense because it doesn't fit any of the teachings that you've been taught. So we are moving into a brand new state of awareness. And again, this is something that, you know, humanity has never experienced on this level. But it is a very big evolutionary step that you signed on for. And so coming into the understanding that you are consciously choosing and finding the peace and the flow, even on a very small scale. You know, I can remember where I didn't have a dollar to put in my gas tank. And that's before it was $5 a gallon, right? So I didn't have a dollar. I didn't have any of that. I didn't know how I was going to either make ends meet or even get to work. Those were really challenging times. And I noticed that if I just changed my perspective and knew that everything was going to be okay, that I was completely taken care of and that what I needed would find me, it always did. And again, it didn't find me in the form I thought it would at times. It came in something completely different, but it was always supportive. And that's actually the fun twist of it, because some of the things that came to me, I had absolutely no concept of. They were bigger, brighter, better than I'd ever thought. And it wasn't just on a whim. I knew I was creating it because I was looking at it from that perspective. So keep that in mind. If you can just say, okay, I don't know what that is. I don't understand that. I feel completely lost. But I know the universe, God, source, whatever you believe, is there to help me. I'm always guided. It will be there for you. It always will. And just know that you've already put your order into the universe, and it is going to find you. What you want wants you. And you can make that as detailed or as nondescript as you like. But again, the universe will always bring out your order. So it will happen. Coming back in again to dropping your guard, let's do a little exercise here. I'm being shown that each of us in our own way have something we feel guarded by. Even if it's an old story we thought we'd gotten rid of, you know, it might just pop into your head right now. Whatever it is, just go ahead and give that a little focus. Add a little light to it. Brighten it up. Kind of look at the parameters. What does it mean for you? How have you been experiencing it? What does it make you feel like? And whatever it is, just go ahead and allow it to come up. Now imagine whatever that is, simply resolving. Imagine what it's like on the other side of that thought, that experience, that fear. What would it be like on the other side of that? If you had everything in perfect balance, perfect relationship. You know, Kim talked about parenting, you know, the perfect relationship with your child and your family in a very harmonious setting. You know, Melissa, just moving through the connection with someone, and it just flows. It's effortless. Maybe you are struggling financially, and all of a sudden you just feel the flow of finance. Hold that feeling. Hold it. Just for a moment, don't think about all of the things that have happened. Notice how it feels to know the flow. When you get into a moment in your reality that brings you back into that old vibration, try to focus on the one you're just feeling. If you can shift that and step into that, you will change the energetic coherence many times over. It will bring you the peace you need. If you continue to go into old story, old conflict, old difficulties, that's what you'll experience. But if you just hold the space for what you may not know yet, but you know it could be there, there is a feeling of peace somewhere, you can exchange that old story and write a new one. And that's too, us on a conscious level, collectively, you know, in these major stories going on around the world. I feel like I need to see him, you know, in a message I received earlier, is that these country stories, you know, where the people are having certain experiences in these countries, they're changing. Nothing can stop what is coming. Peace is inevitable. It is inevitable. But if you're hanging on to the transition part of that story where there is a clearing happening, and it may not be comfortable clearing. So, for instance, death, chaos. Remember, creation is born from chaos. Creation is born from chaos. Individuals that have passed on with these stories of struggle, in whatever capacity, whether it's an old COVID story, cancer story, bombing story, war story, whatever that is, they've chosen that exit point. And it's a very difficult thing to wrap your head around if you're the one personally connected to those stories and you're not used to hearing that. There are exit strategies each of us have in our own lives. There's multiple, actually. And it's just a matter of us choosing which one that we need at the time, whether you're growing old or there's some accident along the way. We're playing out the different choice points available to us in our own realities. So what choice points do you want to see? Do you want to see a beaming life, or are you afraid of life? Do you want to find some flow in relationship, or are you truly afraid of relationship? Whatever you consciously connect to is what you're going to experience. So we're just being asked on a very intense level, clear out what no longer serves us. And we will continue to do that. And it's going to be like the pressurizing into that crystalline formation. And we're purging the things in our lives that we no longer need. We are purging them. So if you're finding difficulty on some level, you are purging some energy that is coming up to irritate you, rub you raw, like, you know, sand in an oyster, creating a pearl. There is a gift that comes from that pain. And I know that sounds a little sadistic, but it's not really meant to be that way. But there is something good that always comes from something bad, always. So keep that in mind as you flow through your week, as you flow through this time, as you flow through this solar eclipse, because these are the times that are changing, and they are. And it is a beautiful world we're stepping into. It is a knowing of love on the highest of levels. So when you feel your vibration is drawn down, find something that helps your vibration come up, even if it's a walk in nature, noticing the sun, enjoying the snow. I mean, albeit where I am, I was really enjoying the beautiful fall that we've had. And I think we're going to have a few days next week. So if you're in the Teton Valley area, I think we're going to get lucky with some weather to come in the next few weeks, a little bit like a late, late Indian summer. But I'll take an Indian summer nonetheless. And find the things in your world that make you happy as you move through what you would call a struggle. Shift your vibration. And the more of us that do that consistently, we will be the change we need. Remember, nobody's coming to save us. We are the saviors. You are. By just focusing on your love for each other, in whatever capacity, you know, like Melissa stated earlier, just sending love, just neutral love, you know, find somebody that you can just think a good thought for. That's all you need. Then you'll build on it. You'll connect more. And those dots will create the ladder, will create the bridge, will create the road, the path, what you need to get to the next level. It's all in you. That's what you're here to do. It's beautiful, and it is such a gift to be with you as you move through it, as we all move through it together. And go ahead and drop your guard. Allow yourself to live happily, growing, without guilt and shame and frustration and pain. just by dropping your guard even a little bit opens the doors for you to get stronger in living the life you're meant to live. So I hope that information has helped. I'd like to do a light language transmission to support these energies, to help clear out some of the blocks that each of you have brought up in this, and to elaborate a little bit more on that when I do these shows. There's always a circle that I form prior to. And those of you that have energetically stepped into that, whether you're listening currently or down the road somewhere on a different platform, just know that that circle is always there. Things are timeless. And that information that you've brought up that you're ready to release, this will help to support that. So for those of you new to light language, it's spoken, written, signed, or sung. You may understand the words. You might have a verbiage for them that you understand what they mean, or you could just have a feeling or sensation that goes along with that. And some of you may not feel anything at all. But whatever it is for you, just know that you have the ability to change. And I do say I do have one caller, but let me go ahead and move through this light language, and I will take your call in just a moment. So sit back and enjoy. Barak mi eso hatwa hinakte shakito. Ahodne kiro chak naiso tu ara tak naimase. Rohusa takanate ina kiro kusa te era takai sekita. Rakina sotoro huma shak nai wa tu kushi tikina te ea. Ina ma kwa tu atak mi eso toro shatoro eren de kia sate ea washe. Rokuma satara yana karahia kuhuhusa na ka isha. We ni ma tu ara kwa ina kira to kusa tara isha kanikita. E mani o saya to ku. Da na kwa tiki shotara hina kara tiki ta hewa kuna ta ea. She na mi no kutara. Sana ta ka hisa kwa na kita rahi shat. Mona kusa tara hi to kono husa tara hina kira tiki so ae winami in the kuro tiki. Shati kwana ki hiu sotora shatai mane ena kito a. Mena taro hu sotoro e shatawa ne kita ea. Ya ina ka hina kwae du usa. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that. I do see a caller here. Caller 914. 914, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
Hi, how are you? It's Catherine from New York.
Hi, Catherine. How are you today?
Good, thank God. And yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. What's your question?
It's a question for my mom, please, if that's okay.
Okay.
She's waiting on, thank you. She's waiting on, she has a claim in for house repairs with her insurance company. The company starts with the letter A. And I'm wondering if you see her getting the amount that she wants, if she will be getting it. They have been giving her and I've been calling and trying to help her out the runaround for months. I don't know if you see it coming to a conclusion. I've reached out to lawyers already.
Yes, it will come to a conclusion. It feels like there's some clarification needed, and I think I've spoken to you before about this similar topic. It feels like it's further down the road than the last time I spoke to you, so it does feel like there's movement and flow. I don't feel like it's going to be exactly what you would expect, but I do feel like clarification is needed. So there's something removing itself from your I feel like something's being pulled from the claim, like it won't be all involved, all inclusive is to maybe what you think. I'm sorry I'm talking in circles here, but what I'm saying is there is an item that is not on the payout. Okay, there's an item not on the payout, which I feel like you might feel should be on the payout. So a clarification is needed, and I feel like it goes back to words. It goes back to words. So pay attention to that. If you can look at it, how it's stated or how it connects to something, that might be beneficial and helpful in moving through it. But, yeah, it does feel like it's going to get resolved. There is a lot of learning moved through this. So for you, manifesting forward, feel what it's like to have it completed, and what you would feel like if it was completed. And when you do that and you hold it more and you're focusing on that, that's where your energy is going and that's what you're going to create, okay? So keep that in mind. And you can also pass that along to your mom. Because I do feel like, you will need to do that. But you do need to focus on the details and there is some clarification needed, okay?
Like if I get the wording correct, it would come through type thing.
It does. Gotcha. It has something to do with the wording and clarification. So I hope that helps. Okay?
Thank you. Yes. God bless you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling,
so
Catherine.
Lovely to hear.
Keep us posted. Thank you. Thanks for listening. Okay. All right, you beautiful people. I have to start closing down the shop here. But as we move to the end of the show, keep in mind that your action follows thought. If you can hold and raise your vibration consistently, and the more of us that do that, we will have a smoother transition into what we will be moving into. We are moving into it. Know that. We are moving into better times for everyone. But each of us on our own journey are moving through some of the clarifications needed to create that beautiful path. So just know that for each of you. And the more you raise your vibration when you feel down in some way, find a way to help raise it. We will connect a lot faster to where it is that we're headed. So I leave that with you. If you are coming to Dr. Jim's tonight, I cannot wait to see you. It's always a fun event, the Soul Healing. For those of you curious about that, you can go to my website at brendadavismath.com and go to the events page, and it holds the information for that. And if you are in the Teton Valley area and would like to attend, you can find the number and information there to reserve your spot. I do think there might be a few spots available for tonight. So that's always great. And then, two, for those of you interested in Dr. Jim's but can't get there physically, set the intention. I love the vibration of this EE technology, the scalar technology, because it emits anywhere. And you can send me an email, you can send me a note, or just hold the intention for yourself that you are energetically connected to that room tonight. And that's 6 to 7 p.m. Mountain Time. And hold that space and see what you notice for yourself. If you're looking for some personal healing, that's incredibly supportive on all levels. But it is a super fun way to get some energetic tune-ups, if you will, on whatever level you're looking for. So I always love that. And if you're coming, I will see you then, and I just get super revved to go do that event. Also, too, you can check out my website if you want to connect to social media or even the Members Gateway to consistently get some emails and information as to what's currently going on and stay involved that way. If you would like to connect to me privately, there's always the NFTS code that you can use at checkout to get $50 off the 30-minute session. And that goes from 125 down to 75. So it really does help every chance we get, right? And then, two, for those of you that really don't have the time to do a big session but just have a question, you can do the one question session, and that's $5 off with the coupon code QUESTION at checkout, and that's a regular $25 price. So the session is via email, and you just send in your question, and then the interaction will begin. And you can also, you know, send in your questions, et cetera. If you're curious about a little bit more about that, I can follow up in more information. So you can always connect to me here on beautifulnewsforthesoul.com every second and fourth Thursdays of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And I've been trying to do more postings on that on my website, too, so you can look at it and say, what date is she going to be on and when? And that's at brendadavismath.com. I keep it on the homepage there and also, too, in the events page. So if you have received some kind of benefit from this, I would love to hear about it. You're sharing your stories. Your information is so beneficial to each of us and supportive as we move through these times. It is amazing to be with each of you, and it is such a gift on the journey. And I always say that, but I truly mean it. It's beautiful. And little things that I see along the way just amp me up, knowing that that is the validation for the next step. So look for yourselves on that and see what you notice for yourselves. And if you'd like to share, as always, love to hear it. And until next time, I will see you here on newsforthesoul.com. Much love and bye for now.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.